Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Hunter. Good morning.
Morning.
Got a little splash, man.
I'm here. He's on his way. He's going to be here any minute.
Okay, and, cool. Perfect.
I'm just trying to get my car out of his way so he can park his trap. But anyway, we can start here.
Okay, perfect. Well, first off, man, I hope your morning's going all right, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going good.
Nice, man. Nice. You know, today I can see the sun out finally today, you know, so I'm happy about that.
We got some stuff to finally start to break our freezing weather, so.
Oh, my gosh. What's up with this weather these days? I just can't figure it out.
You know, Buffalo. I said something, I think, but Buffalo, New York, there was like 66 people that died from the snowstorm.
Stop, really?
Yeah, it was a mix between people getting stuck in their homes, their stink pipes getting, they're dying of fumes, people were staying in their cars trying to stay warm, but the exhaust fumes were getting trapped in, obviously, so, yeah, it was brutal.
So sad.
But anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm ready here. We can start. He should be here any minute.
Okay, perfect. I know when, like, you guys get to, I want to make sure you guys get to talk about it as well, too, with everything, you know? So,
yeah.
Much pricing, what it includes, if you have questions, that's what I'm here for, you know what I mean?
No, so
let's go over with what it includes and everything like that. Do you have a pretty good concept of how it works and everything, or did you want me to go over that with him?
I do. Let me just, let's go over it again, because I'm going to write some notes down.
Okay, perfect. All right, so very first thing is what it includes. We'll start with the basics. Keywords and phrases, anytime a customer is within the service area you like to go, it goes about 50 miles out, okay? So if you don't want to go that far out, that's okay. We can condense it. It's flexible within that 50 miles. So
yeah.
It's not like you say, all right, this month it's 30 miles. Would it change in the pricing if I go 50 miles later down the road? No, okay? So you just got to let us know.
Okay.
If they're typing these keywords and phrases, you get to modify these keywords and phrases at any time, okay? No additional charges, and your business will pop up on that first page, okay? You get to own 60 different directories. That's what I was talking about before, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, stuff like that, okay? That's what's going to help drive your traffic to keep you consistently on that first page. Next thing is Facebook business page and your Facebook ads. Jog my memory a little bit. Do you guys have a Facebook business page already?
No, we've been talking about making one. We were so busy for a while, and then obviously, you know, things got slow during Christmas, and we have
it happens.
Yep.
It's all good. Okay.
Probably will make one.
All right, so this is what we do. Do you guys have a personal page by any chance, though?
A personal Facebook page?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we could build the Facebook business page for you and make sure to help moderate it and run those Facebook ads.
Okay.
Excuse me, my voice is just crackling in the morning here. Not enough coffee, I guess. So
right
what
here.
Happens – what was that?
Go ahead.
So for the Facebook, it is a requirement at least to have – we don't look at anything regarding on your personal page, but it's just a requirement to have in order for us to make that second page for your business, okay? So once we make that for you, just remember, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you through there, the ball's in your court from that point. But if I go on Facebook or if I go on my Google, I look up keyword searches in your area, I see your website and everything, I love it. I go on my Facebook later, your ads pop up on my feed. And it's a click to call you directly as well, too. So the marketing is going to really help broaden your exposure throughout the web. Okay?
Okay. All right. Hey, my brother is just pulling in right now. I'm sorry to waste so much of your time, man.
No, not even. Are you kidding me? I put this time aside for you guys, so no worries.
We might as well just give it a minute and let him come in here so he can hear everything. I got a few notes here, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Of course.
I definitely, obviously about Angie's List. I don't know if you're allowed to say or talk about, but I haven't been impressed, you know. It's just, it was like, literally, I signed up and I got my first assignment right away, and it was actually really close, and it was like, I don't know, they didn't even charge us, and it was a really weird, and then we got like two more, and that was it. In the last however many days, I haven't seen anything, so it's like, but anyway.
So just went.
Just walk in.
Okay, cool. What was your brother's name, too?
Austin.
Austin, all right. Perfect. And so if we were to go ahead and have you guys begin today, what I would do is make sure, I mean, just a question for you, I guess, as well, too, is, of course, you want me to put him as an authorized user on the account, right, just in case?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. So who's older? Who's the older brother?
We're twins.
Stop. Are you really?
Yep.
Oh, man. Twins.
Yeah, but he's older by 2 hours.
what's 2 hours? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, my poor brother. Anyways.
That's funny. I have twin cousins and, like, I honestly, to this day, I really don't know which one's older because they argue about it all the time.
I probably don't know. It's so close.
Right.
He says he has twin cousins, and they don't even know who's older. They probably don't.
That means they screwed him up.
Yeah, they probably screwed him up.
That means they switched.
They probably did, yeah. Man.
They had the nail polish us, and we aren't even identical. But anyway. Yeah, but. All right, so you want to just give him a basic rundown. I haven't spoke to him at all about anything. I didn't get to talk to him last night. If you just want to give him a rundown so he kind of understands, be faster from you.
Okay, sure thing. I'll try to dim it down as well, too, slow it down. Austin, if you have questions for me, stop me in my tracks. That's what I'm here for. I put this time aside just to go ahead and fully explain in full detail everything you guys need and pricing, packages, all that stuff, okay? So we are a premier Google channel partner. What that means is we had a position that became available within you guys' area to work with one company only that does what you guys do, and we close that out once we do, okay? So once we work with you guys, we're not allowed, per Google guidelines, to work with anyone else that does what you do in the area, period, okay? So no spreading leads out to any other customers, or not customers, to any other businesses, and have you guys go head-to-head. We only work with you, okay? It is no contracts, month-to-month basis. All calls come directly to you guys, so there's no middleman trying to touch or talk to any of your customers. You supply us whatever phone number you want to be contacted on, text, phone, email, however you guys want from there. What this package also includes is a lot of marketing. So to keep you up on that first page of Google and build the traffic, we make sure you guys get to own 60 different directories. Naming a few, I already talked with Hunter about a couple of them here, like Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Chambers of Commerce, or even White Pages, Yellow Pages. And you guys get to own all 60 of these directories as well, too. Okay. Far as social media, we understand that Facebook actually has higher conversion rates than Google Ads themselves. It's pretty insane. So what we do is if a customer has, they're in need of your services, they go on Google or any of these directories, and they type in any of these keywords, it doesn't matter if they know your business name or not, you will be top recommended on that first page, okay? If they see you and they love your website, all this great stuff, but they don't actually give you a call right there and then, if they go on their Facebook, your ads will be popping up on their feed. And it's even a click to call you directly as well, too. So. Most important thing is the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you through Facebook as well too, the ball's in your guys' court to make sure to reach back out to them. Now we help manage things, you know, run new promotions to keep it active, things like that, run pictures, testimonials, stuff like that. But we can do that, but you got to let us know as well too what we need to do so that way we can make it happen for you.
Yeah, so they'd run the Facebook.
All
right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So far, so good, or?
I got a question, and it's probably just a very bland question, but
yes.
What exactly are your services considered?
SEO. It's funny. My last name is spelled SEO, but it's pronounced so.
your services. I mean, like, what is this called? I'm just curious. Is this ad? Is this like business management? I'm just curious. I think I got the name.
Oh, we're Local Splash. So what we do is we optimize your search engines, right? So
okay.
Helping out, yeah. That's what we specialize in. That's why we're able to do things so quickly as well, too. I mean, we've been in business for 18 years now.
Okay. I feel like I've heard of Splash before, actually. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yep, yep. Also, right now we have that special going on. I as I promised, Hunter, the price I gave you yesterday, I made sure that we can go ahead and keep that pricing for you guys if you guys were to do it today. Okay? So, on our website, yeah, $249. There's no pay-per-lead, no pay-per-call, or job either. So that's the beauty behind this. You could cherry-pick as many as you like. You get a tracking system with this as well, too, so you can see who's calling you guys live. You can see even what keywords are working for you, what's not. That way, you can make modifications, or you can tell our team to make modifications for you. If you want to call a customer's back, you have their number to give them a call back as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's, so are there different plans? I'm curious. Is it just one straight plan? I know it's not like a plan. It's not a contract. What is it considered? A service or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we do ask, like I said, before, I didn't explain this one to Austin here. We do ask for that 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning, right? Now,
yeah.
After that, even, I remember you asking, hey, John, does that price change after that month to month? No. It's grandfathered in for life. We have a voice verification process that we'll do as well. So that way it's all recorded. And that way, if you guys request it for the recording too, you guys can have that as well. Yeah. We go over all of the details. Now, far as the package deals that we have going on, the other ones are more pay-per-click or pay-per-lead type of deal.
Yeah.
The one below this one right here, this is your sweet spot just because of the service area you like to conquer. The other one only conquers about 10 miles out. So that's the only thing that's an issue with that and does not include Facebook ads on there.
This one was 50, correct?
Correct, exactly.
Right. Can we adjust that by any chance?
Yeah.
Of course. Yep.
You don't have anything that you could email or send us that says everything that you provide for services, do you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, everything we go over, I can send in a letter. So you guys have it on paper, right?
Yeah, that's just why I want to read it on this paper. Just I heard you.
Yeah, please. Okay. What's the best email I can send? Because I'm gonna send this to you, and then once you guys are with us, I'll send an invoice to you. So it breaks down everything. Why it's all included, how much is going towards it, all of that too. So,
The email is FICKENBOYS, FickenBoys, 22@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and send this over to you. And the email I'm sending it from is my email. So on the very bottom of that has my direct line. You can always give me a call on this number. There's my extension. You could text me, call me, email me, whichever makes it convenient for you, okay?
Perfect.
So I always want to make sure you guys have some kind of form of contact just to make sure. Because, I mean, obviously you'll probably be talking with our technicians from here on out. But
yeah.
I like to stay involved, you know? I just want to make sure you guys are doing good. So
yeah. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, let's see here. And pow. I just sent that over to you. Let me know you got it.
I'm checking. Get out of here. No. Do you want to tell my brother how you feel about Angie's list?
And then I'll tell you what they did to me.
When he started his first business.
Go ahead and tell me your opinion.
Wait, my thing, okay, so my opinion, I can't really, okay, let's put it this way. I don't like talking bad about other companies, you know, but I'll just put it in late, paint the picture a little bit of what I hear, like 99% of the time. I'm not lying. Like, I'm probably under exaggerating on this, but customers be talking about getting charged per lead that they don't even get to speak to. They get a voicemail and they get charged. They get a customer that has never even requested for work like that and still get charged for it. It's, I don't even know how that is even possible.
When I started, I don't remember if it was Angie. I think it was Angie's List or something. No, before Home Advisor bought it, I think it was just still Angie.
No, I think Angie List bought Home Advisor, right?
Either way, before they started buying crap, I had like 7 or 8 leads, and I'm like, man, this is weird. I'm like, that's it. You know, I just started calling them all, and they all went and had the same exact robotic voicemail, and I got a hold of another guy that had Angie's List, and he had the exact same phone numbers and leads on his list.
That's how it works.
Everything's robotic.
Oh yeah.
What the heck?
So this is Hunted.
I've only heard one good thing about them, and it's my buddy that he's even younger than we are, and he started the landscaping and like tree work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, dude, I don't even have to pay for my leads or anything like that. They just do just come in and everything. I'm like, what? So they're monster.
Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah.
But
well,
I'm going to work on getting rid of that probably. I mean, I just got your email.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. As promised, everything's in there. The one thing I have a question about is website. Help me out here, because I talk to so many businesses. Do you guys have a website currently or no?
No, we don't have a website.
Okay. I have you guys all set for it. I put it in here because I was like, why did I? We usually don't do it for free, but I put it in here already on the notes on your account because I didn't see your website on there, and I know you guys are new in business. Like I said, we're trying to help you guys grow in the right direction. It is a big factor to make sure to get things up quicker for you to help you guys on that first page. So I already put it in notes for you guys, all right? I did you a solid here. So our technicians already agreed upon it to go ahead and build you guys a brand new website completely on the house. So there's no additional charges for this. I don't want you guys thinking I'm trying to scheme extra money or anything like that, okay?
that's pretty awesome. Sounds like a Christmas gift.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Take it as a Christmas gift there. New Year's a brand new to the new year.
I got this here. Do you want to read this real quick? Oh, yeah, I just read it. Oh, awesome. Awesome. I mean, it looks decent. Definitely better. It sounds way better than that bullshit company I signed up for. all right.
And
so
then
one more question.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
How did you get my number? Can you answer that?
Yeah, of course. I want to make sure you guys understand, first off, that I'm not trying to, like, hide nothing from you guys. I'm the type of guy that just puts everything out there. Yeah. If I don't know the answer, I'm not going to tell you something that I don't know, period. That's just who I am. Yeah, but our algorithms go through the system. So once the position becomes available, then we have a different team that goes ahead and calls out through companies that actually have good reputation, and they're not doing any other type of work that shows that we're able to work with. So it literally goes through our systems on here. Now you guys understand that let's put it this way, if there's another handyman in nearby that we're working with, we can't call you. It wouldn't even show through our system. We actually take – it's a strict policy. We can't work with anyone else who does what you do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, really. When was this? You said 18 years this business has been going?
Yeah, 18 years this month.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it started in California?
Yeah. Fountain Valley, California. Me, I'm in Tampa, Florida, as you know. So we're everywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm sure you've heard of, like a year ago or so, or probably over a year ago, I worked a little bit with this rental company, Vacasa. I'm sure if you heard of them down there.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
I have.
So it's like an Airbnb, but it's, you know, different. What are you guys' what's their reputation down there?
Over here in Florida? I don't hear much about them. I honestly don't. I usually hear Airbnb and Vrbo or something. Vrbo or something like that in Florida. Huh. That's like the two big ones over here.
I'm sure they'll make it. We're a little bit behind. We don't even have a Uber. What is it? Uber delivery or DoorDash? Sorry.
Okay.
We don't DoorDash. But anyways, yeah. No. We are going to go through this. So I do have a question about the website.
Yes.
So when we go to establish it and when we want to, how do we exactly personalize it?
The website, you say, or the list? What do you mean?
Website.
Website. Okay, so what we do next is, Google's got to send a letter out to you guys physically in the mail, right? So I make sure that all of your information here on our system is consistent and no changes whatsoever. So I make sure I will go through that with you. This part all takes 12 minutes at max. Okay, I promise you that. Now, once I put that through, I make sure I set up a tech call so that way our technicians could go over the website. If you guys want to add pictures, video, testimonials, whatever from there, they're going to show you how to walk through it just in case if you want to make modifications, all that good stuff. Okay. They ask usually for about an hour window just to give you a call within that hour. That does not mean it takes a full hour. Okay. It just depends on how much content you want to talk over with them. So if you guys wanted to do that, I would highly suggest, not suggest, I highly recommend this, is to set that tech call because we are having openings left and right on Friday. Like I'm looking at it right now, so that's going to fill up quick today, I bet.
Did you say Friday?
Yep, tomorrow. You got it.
Okay. All right. I'm just really just reading through everything right now.
Please do. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I put this time aside for you guys today, so I want to make sure you guys read through very carefully. Ask me questions, concerns. I'm happy to answer. That's what I'm here for. And if you want to take a look while he's reading through things, too, I can send you a link to this website of our packages so you guys feel comfortable.
Perfect.
I know I'm not lying. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And then,
let's do it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And then you can see in there as well, there's some sample websites that we build as well, too. So.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm never really created a nice website. I've done a little bit, but, I mean.
Okay.
It's not. Wait,
that's what we're here for.
Really thought about. I've done a lot of word of mouth around here. It's not a huge town, but obviously there's a lot of bigger towns around. But we'll you're definitely gonna give it a shot.
All right, beautiful. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. You know, because I know you guys are new, up and coming, and everything. So we just gotta make sure you start start strong from the very beginning, right? So.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was kind of like. I don't know, Angie Lee, and we looked at a different one, like Thumbtack or something like that. I don't know, but it just, they didn't seem very, didn't get a hold of anybody or anything. It was a nightmare.
Didn't capture them.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, like I said, when you look at this website here, you'll see everything that we talked about. The holding punches there. Proven success rate. Obviously, we got to update it this month here. 17 years, 10,000 companies, 4.9 star rating out of 5 for a customer satisfaction rating. Like, that just tells you right there, we say what we're going to do, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to definitely go suggest.
Y'all are partnered?
Yes, we are partnered with Google. We're premier partners. You'll see on that website where it says Google Ads Partner, there's a little icon next to it.
Yep.
If you click that, it goes directly to Google's webpage. You're hearing it from Google. No one can fake this, okay? I'm sure it'll have, like, our performance, certifications. I've got something else in there as well. But, yes, that's from Google.
Huh, I'm surprised that we haven't heard more about this. This is crazy. So how many – so I'm a little bit confused about how – you can't reach out to another handyman. So is there gonna to be a team that goes to another business, and then that team will take care of that business, or?
Well, yeah. So yes. So let's say you're within a 50-mile radius. Yep. After that 50-mile radius, it's fair game, right? So no one's competing. Yeah, we can work with another handyman, just not in that same area.
So, okay, I see. We're setting this, the radius. I see.
Yep. Okay. You're taking all over right. that area. Yes, sir.
Yep. I understand. Okay. My brother's curious how many clients do you have, if you know that.
Yeah, so I don't know exact number. I can round it, but I know on their website it shows like 10,000 plus, but I know we're at 11,000 plus now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I finally found like the
over to me website and whatnot.
Oh, okay, beautiful.
So we both checked it out. All right.
Yeah, our techs don't play no games, man. I've seen them work like live on things, and it was pretty incredible how much they're like. It's funny because like they're such techie, you know. So when they're doing the website and showing, they're like, "Oh, we can improve this," and then like they came up with a whole other idea while they're teaching me how they do their stuff already. I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah. Good text. If you're partnered with Google, you don't want to you want to have a good reputation. So I can imagine that you guys are a good company.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think, Austin? You want to move forward here? Yeah, me too. I'm just
all
checking
right.
one more thing, and we can move move forward.
What is the cancellation like if we aren't happy with services?
Great question. Yeah, so you're going to hear me say this again because it's part of our voice verification part.
Okay.
So there is no cancellation fees. Obviously, we want to have you guys stick in for a long time because if not, it's a waste of time and money for you guys and for us as well. Just being real with you.
Yeah.
So let's say for any reason you guys decide to part ways, right? Those directories are still yours. The website, if you guys decide to part ways once again, we do still give you the option to buy out that domain for $99. So way cheaper. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Right. And then I'll talk about, like, you just call in to our client support team. They'll go ahead and cancel it for you guys. But again, I want to make sure that doesn't happen. So you have my contact.
Yep.
You'll have our account management team's contact, our text, everything.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I say we move forward here.
Awesome, man. All right. We're on board here. So Hunter, last name, same thing like a Ficken, right? Ficken?
Yep. You don't want to know what it means.
I did not, man. I was actually tempted, so I don't know why.
I'll give you a hint. Anytime we have German customers and they go to pay us, they look at us like we're crazy.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. All right.
Either, I forget. Yeah, you go on Google Translate and you look it up.
I'm going to do this right after this, man. I'm dead serious. All right. Oh, man. I'm just scared to do it now. Oh, you guys cracked me up. All right. And, Hunter, is this the best phone number for us to reach you, the 8511?
Yeah, and then I put another one on there.
Okay.
Awesome. You want me to put it in?
802-245-4401.
All right.
So that's Austin's and the first one was Hunter's.
Okay, perfect. Now, far as your customers, which phone number would you guys like to put to contact? Both numbers still?
Yeah, let's put both numbers.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, let's put both numbers.
We'll jump back on to that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back to it.
Okay. Now, remember I was saying that Google's going to send a letter physically in the mail to you, okay? So please watch out for this letter in the mail. It's the most valid thing, right? So we will start working on things today, but Google, to get that first page listing, they need to validate you guys are real people, have a real business. So I have the business name as 802 Home Improvement. Is there an LLC or anything like that?
Yep, sorry. There is an LLC behind it.
Okay, perfect. And then I have the address at 93 O'Connor Hill Road, 05149.
Yep, Ludlow, Vermont.
Perfect. Okay, cool. And boom, boom, boom. So the next thing is we're going to set up that tech call. like I said, tomorrow we have a bunch of openings, and I think it'll be perfect because it's before the weekend, so that way they're not, because we are closed weekends, man. I want to make sure they start working on things now.
Okay.
What time do you guys have available for an hour window there?
What do you think, Austin? Tomorrow, Friday.
Get a call from the technician.
An hour.
Yep.
How late can what's the latest we have them contact us?
The latest time for you guys, because they're on West Coast time, right? So it'll be 6 o'clock your time.
6 o'clock our time. That
literally was what I was gonna say.
Yeah, that'll work.
Really? Okay. Perfect.
It's work for them. They're gonna be out at what? 6:09.
They're gonna be ready to get going.
Yeah. You guys are ahead, right?
So I'm on East Coast time with y'all, but they're on West Coast time. Yeah, so they're at 3 o'clock. Will be your 6 o'clock.
Yeah, gotcha. I live in Oregon, but I've already forgot.
No worries, man.
Yeah. All right.
I get confused with time stuff all the time with this, man. I'm working with companies throughout the U.S., so it's like, whoa.
I can imagine. You go to call someone at 1 in the morning.
Right. I'm like, I did one time mess it up, and I was like, I felt so horrible. They're like, literally like, why are you calling me so early? I sound like a zombie, bro. I was like,
my God.
All right, so I got this here. I'm going to send you an email from Google Calendar. I'm going to have them call you from an 877 number to your number, okay, Hunter? The 8511. Okay. And then let's see here. Just make sure I hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their end to show you that they're committed tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me a second. I just sent that over to you. And I'm going to put reminders for them right now on your account here. Bing, bada boom.
So when reply for fickinboy22@gmail.com, click yes.
Yeah, yep, hit yes for you right there.
And then Google Calendar.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go over some magic with you over here, okay? Very first thing is I'm going to make sure I put both of y'all as Hunter, I got you and last name, Ficken, and then it will be Austin, A-U-S-T-I-I-N?
Yep.
Okay, just making sure. All right. Pow. Like to be contacted. I'm gonna put your phone number as the main phone number, but I'm also gonna have him as the second phone number on there. Okay. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. And then let's go over services that you offer. You know the lingo better than anyone, man. So obviously I'm putting handyman in there, but is there specific wording for specific jobs that you like that you get all the time that you're like, hey, listen, they're gonna look this up. I want to be found for it. That I could put in here?
Like search words?
Yeah. Like, as far as services, though. So, let's say carpentry, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of giving examples.
Definitely carpentry.
Okay.
Remodeling, I guess?
Remodeling. Repairs?
Home repair.
Home repair, okay.
Probably should put home improvement in there.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
Do you guys do any type of installations, possibly?
Such as?
Well, just putting it in there, like, I don't know, kitchen remodel. We can get the specifics on there, too, you know what I mean? So, because you never know what a customer is going to place in there on Google, but if they do put it in, you will be found. You know, that helps your traffic.
Yeah, definitely. We can install, I mean, obviously not electrical or plumbing.
But install cabinets.
The cabinets, we really don't want to make cabinets.
Sorry.
Okay, install cabinets, yep. You want to put, kitchen, bathroom, full bedroom, stuff like that?
Let's steer away from bathrooms because there's some things in bathrooms more pain. Let's focus on kitchen, bedroom, exterior even. I mean, we can even say, let's say...
siding.
Yeah, exterior siding.
We don't...
exterior
siding.
Okay.
Full roofing, whatever.
Yeah, we're not going to do a roof, and that's for the roofers.
Yeah. Thank you.
We could put repair in there. I know. Let's see.
And this is just for right now, gentlemen. I'm going to put in here. I'll leave it like this, and I'll put in customer may want to add more. That way you guys can talk it over. You have a day. And then that way when our techs talk to you tomorrow, they'll add more in there. I just want to send them stuff today so they're working on things now. You know what I mean?
Definitely put flooring in there. We don't want to do tile, but we can do any kind of hardwood flooring or soft line or anything like that. Just not really tile because... we have a lot of old homes around here. We run into a lot of issues with having to rebuild a whole floor in order to make things straight or something like that. You know, sometimes people do not want to do that. They just want to slap it on there, and we have issues with
so. Oh, man. Now, I bet you guys go through some craziness. Was you guys talking to the craziness with the dog or something, peeing in the house or something like that? I've heard some crazy stuff, man. It's, you know,
there's definitely some. I mean, we just worked on a floor that was. I mean, the house was built in the early 1800s or mid 1800s, and it was all, you know, one big beam across the floor, and everything was notched out, and you know, the house had been gone through a fire, but the beams were so big that it only charred them, and they had an engineer come in, and everything was still structural, so. Their house was burnt, but it was still structural.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, man. I'm sure you guys go through so much weird stuff in those houses, man. So you never know.
Definitely camp rooms a lot of times. But, yeah, we just we usually do what we can for the locals. You know, it's just it's a little different when we know the people. You know, it's just trying to help them out because these homes are... you need a lot of money to fix them up. You know? It's they haven't had their remodels. They've had patches here and there. So, but there's a lot of people that move in here because this is a ski resort town, so they have the money to fix them.
There's exactly.
Here now, so. A lot of work.
Yeah, you guys in a good industry over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But, anyways.
All right. Couple things. Yep. So I'm going to ask a few more questions on here, but far as Facebook, I remember you said you had a personal page that's so we can build your Facebook business page. We do need just the URL, no other information, so that way we can build that for you.
Okay.
Do you know how to get that?
Do I go on to search engine and go to Facebook and sign in?
Do you have an iPhone?
Yep.
Okay, so just go. Do you have the app, the Facebook app?
Yes, I do.
Yep, go on that Facebook app, and then I call it the hamburger. Like, you know, look for the menu button. It has three horizontal lines.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. Once you're there, you're going to see my profile, I believe.
Yep,
click that, and then don't hit this button, but right next to edit profile, there's three little dots next to it. If you click that and you go all the way to the – scroll to the bottom, you'll see copy link.
Yep.
There you go.
Got it.
And then if you could text me that, it's probably the quickest, the same number I texted you from, so you could test it out as well, too.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
The 877 number?
Yep, that's me. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then far as payment, how do you guys accept payment from your customers? Do you do PayPal, Zelle, Venmo?
We obviously cash and check.
Right.
Venmo, we've been doing Venmo. I have not yet had a customer ask for PayPal, but I have a PayPal. I don't think it's a business. I think it's just my personal, but it's better if we just kind of keep it simple and not a whole bunch of different payment methods. I mean, Venmo seems to be very popular around here.
And
I don't know if this can be included, but we charge a little fee on Venmo because they charge a fee. Nobody's had any
smart
that. So,
yeah,
anyways,
no, I think, yeah, that's common.
I don't know. We'll talk about that, obviously, but, all right, what else do you see that's used very commonly? Do you see PayPal?
I'm going to tell you this, man. This is my personal opinion. This is not from Local Splash on here. So I see your point. Sometimes if you have too many options, it can throw a customer off. For me, the way I look at it as, the more options you have for them to make payment, and because I remember I looked personally. I went online and I was like, man, I want to buy this, but I lost my card. I lose my wallet pretty often, sadly. And I only had Apple Pay, and it said, and I only looked for companies that accepted Apple Pay. So if you guys don't, the more you have, the more likely you say, oh, I have this option. Perfect. You know?
Okay.
So that's just my personal opinion, man. Yeah.
So I have Apple Pay. I have PayPal and Venmo.
Okay. Cool, cool.
I don't believe I have anything else.
I don't have card swipe or
that. Card swipe. I don't have Square or anything like that.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
We owe you. Pull your debit card out. No. sorry. But yeah, no, Venmo, Cash, Check, and I mean, we can do PayPal and Apple Pay.
Okay, sounds good. And if you guys want to modify it at any time, no worries, man. You just let us know. Like I said, the best recommendation I can give to make sure this succeeds very well for you in the right way, got to communicate with us, okay?
Yeah.
Let us know these things. Okay.
Okay.
Mileage, far as how far service areas you like to go out, do you want me to just put 50 miles out of Ludlow, or do you guys have specific towns that you don't want to go to or anything like that?
I'm gonna look real quick on the maps. There are specific towns that are,
it'd probably be less than 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
50 brings us into New Hampshire.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking it could go pretty far out, man. That's about an hour drive at least.
Yeah. Vermont's not very wide and we're like right in the middle. So let's see here.
I think, what, 35? I would say.
Yeah, I mean, let's go on for, we go to Rutland, Dawson, right? That's 25. Where's Brandon? I mean, let's not go anything over 30. I know that seems.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Pretty low, but it's.
That's not at all, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I know there's going to be enough work around because there's, once you hit these towns, I don't know. That's where we're at right now. We don't really want to travel any further.
Okay, that's fine. And then, again, once you guys make the adjustment for later down the road, we got you, okay? It does go up to 50 miles on this package on here. So that way you guys, if you spread your wings further, great. We're there for you, okay?
Okay.
And then, like I said, we're going to touch base on this part here is the phone number. I'm going to put both of y'all phone numbers for the customers to contact. Now, do you want them to be able to text you and email you as well, or just a phone call?
Text and phone call.
Text and phone call only. Gotcha. All right.
They emailed us, and we never get it. They're like, what's in your spam? I'm like, it's in our spam. Did you write it down right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Facts.
And then if we all provide it. Then they're like, where's your email? I don't have a phone. I'm like, bull crap, you know.
All right. Yeah, man. All right, anyway. Hours of operations. You guys do 24-7, Monday through Friday. What would you say?
Hours of operation. Monday through Friday.
Monday. The phone.
Yeah.
Say 10 hours a day, 7 days a week.
10 hours a day, 7 days a week. Can we do
10
that?
10 hours a day, 7 days a week. What 10 hours, though?
Okay. About, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to do Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then this is there. And obviously right now what we're going to do is I'm going to send all this information to our technicians So that way, like I said, they're gonna start now, okay? But that way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch, okay? They're gonna know what they're talking about.
Now I know we're over this, but is there any way you can send me a copy as well?
Of all the information?
Yeah.
That we. So as far as like what I'm sending to them?
Yeah, I'm not being too stingy, but
yeah, man. Here, I'm gonna copy and paste it to you. How about that? That's the first time I ever heard that. Yeah. I'm going to send it through text. Is that okay?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I mean, I know we went over, nice to have what we went over on paper.
Yes. Okay. I'm sending it right now to you, man. No worries. There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. Like I said, I'm pretty transparent, man. All right, so the next thing is I'm going to send – I sent it to you first. Okay, let me send it to them.
You better send it to them, too.
Right. All right, so this is through here. Okay, next part is we're going to do our voice verification process. Remember I was telling you the added form protection for you?
Yep.
So I want to make sure we set up I know you guys probably hear this before time and time again, but it's a real thing. Sadly, there's people out there that try to steal information and try to get more money in horrible ways. So I want to make sure we set up a security question and answer for you. I don't care if a person calls in and they sound like me and their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or the answer, please hang up right away. All right? I want to make sure that never happens to you guys or any of my customers here, okay? We actually go over that again, but as far as the security question, let's set that up right now so that way we can get you guys squared away on that, okay? Hold on 1 second here. Sorry, I want to make sure, because in order to set that part up, I have to make sure that your account is grandfathered in pretty much for life. I don't want that price, because this pricing is pretty, it's like family discount pricing you guys got, seriously. So I want to make sure it stays that way. Okay, there we go. So we have three choices: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City you were born in.
Okay, perfect. And just make sure that both of you guys have the same answer too, so, and memorize. If you guys ask us, right?
Born in the same, same.
Yeah. Twins. That's I forgot. Yep. All right. What we got?
Springfield, Vermont.
Springfield. Okay. I'm just gonna put Springfield because we can't have spaces in between on there. It'll bring them together anyway.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Cool. All right, and now just letting you know, if anyone calls in trying to change that password, big red flag, okay? So don't fall for that either. Okay, cool.
Okay.
We got that there. All right, so now we're going to do the voice verification part here. There's a series of questions I'm going to ask in the beginning here. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you go, any both of you have questions for me or concerns, stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer, okay? So here we go. All right, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outline the service agreement with Local Splash is an added form protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
State of the business. Name of the business is 802 Home Improvement, LLC.
Perfect, thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Name is Hunter Ficken, co-owner.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for a second. That's why we set up that security question and password here. Please don't even give them hints on that stuff, okay? All right. Okay. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last one. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 29th in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect, perfect. Like I said, remember I was saying, like, the questions you guys were asking, that's all in there as well, yep. Too, man. So, all right, I got you. Yep, yep. All right. We're on the last step here. Hunter, are we using... I don't know which card we'll be using, if your name or Austin's, or how do you want to do this?
Be on the business account. I'm going to put it right on the bank account, if I can do that.
Oh, actually, can I do it with the bank account here? I never did that one. I mean, we could do it with any card. So if we want to do
I can do a card. I just had a nightmare experience with my personal debit card.
Did you really?
Yeah,
oh, man.
Apparently when you send it in, they cancel it, and everything that's on your card doesn't get paid.
Holy mackerel. No, how about this? I promise on my life here, even before I hit to make a payment on there, I'm going to check it, triple check it. I'm going to stay on the line with you after it goes through, so that way I can see the invoice come to you, okay? And then also, yeah, I'm going to stick with you, man. Trust me, okay?
I
you have my word.
It's a Visa.
Okay.
Visa debit card, and it's 4216.
Okay.
4300.
Okay.
0013. 3935. Expiration 0925.
Okay.
And the code is 779.
Okay, thank you. And is the billing address the same, the 93 O'Connor?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then is there a middle initial on the card as well?
Yes, there is. It's Hunter B. Ficken. B as in bar.
Okay. All right, here we go. Update unsuccessful. Let's see here. So it's showing that the address might be different than to the card for some reason. The heck? Did I type in wrong? I have 93 O'Connor Hill Road. Oh, that's probably why, because the thing here. Let me see if I do it like that. Why does it do that? That's so weird. I got to talk to our text about this one. So when I put apostrophe O'Connor, it doesn't allow.
No, I should have said something. No apostrophe. I don't understand. Like, it has been a pain in my butt.
Okay. I thought it was us, man. I'm like, why is this not happening for me right now? Thank God I caught that. All right. This is all set. Let me do my triple check for you, okay? Just, it takes me a minute here. I'm still with you, though. I want to refresh. Okay, perfect. So we're all good. I'm going to go and process the payment of $249, and I'm going to stay on the phone with you, okay?
All right.
Once this goes through, I'll let you know. And you should receive a text and an email, okay? So give me a second here. All right, just went through. So let me know once you receive the text message first. I don't know which one comes first sometimes. It depends, but.
I got the email.
Okay, beautiful.
Text.
Oh, you got the text as well?
Austin
did.
I got the email. Either way, it doesn't
matter. Okay. So, the both are going to be the same. The best way to do this last part, which is really quick, is through the text message. In that text message, it will say, click here to sign terms. You guys see that anywhere?
Okay. Yep.
In that position, you'll see everything we talked about. the Facebook, the directory, everything, the breakdown of all of it, how I did that for you, okay?
Okay.
Just as promised, yep. And like I said, if you scroll towards the bottom there, there's towards the very bottom, there's a spot where you can click on a checkbox and then sign the name exactly how it shows on there.
I'm just reading a little bit.
Yeah, please do, man. Please do. You're good. You're good.
You go to the bottom. There should be a box. There you go. Let me certify that I'm an authorized holder and signature.
Yep.
I've seen it, but okay. You still there?
I'm still here with you, brother. Yep.
Something else. Call me. I don't care. As long as Google. Yeah. Oh, account sign in. So
okay,
what would
it took. So on this part, that's how I know you did it right. Our technicians tomorrow, they're going to develop that part with you guys. So that way you guys know how to walk through of their client dashboard, we call it. Now, this is where you could track your calls, track your analytics, everything from there. So that way you guys can make adjustments when needs to be, okay? So, perfect. We're all set from that point. As promised, man, everything I told you, I did here with you, man. I wanted to walk you through, make sure you guys feel comfortable, and everything like that as well, too. So,
just trying to get my ass on that Angie Lee and fucking delete that shit.
Yeah, man. Listen, because you're on their directory, that's probably why you guys are getting more spam and robocalls. So once you're off of that directory on there, it'll calm down. Our client dashboard should help delete a lot of those spam robocalls as well, too. So a little perk for you.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, man.
No problem, you guys. I'm excited for y'all, for real. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to call in with our technicians to introduce you guys. If for any reason I get swamped up here or anything like that, they still will give you a call, though, okay? So I just want to make sure you guys are well taken care of.
Okay, sweet.
All right, man. It's a pleasure talking with the both of you here. Pleasure meeting you, Austin. Please, you guys have my direct number if you need me. But you guys are all taken care of now. Welcome to the family. You're welcome,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Yeah, happy New Year, all right, if I don't talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, same to you, man. You take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.